This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things podcast, where we count down insane things that happened this week, things we've never seen before. Let's start with insane thing number 7. The left knows, they pretend not to know, but the left knows that 70% of the people that the Department of Homeland Security has deported so far were hardened criminals. Many of them with deportation orders. In other words, people who have committed serious crimes in their own countries or in this one. They're rapists, they're pedophiles. 18,000 of them are known terrorists, and another 13,400 committed homicide, either here or in their home countries. Half committed more than one homicide. This is what is running around our country. Remember when Kash Patel said in Chicago alone, there were 100,000 gang members affiliated with the cartels? Some of them are American citizens. They have a right to be here. Many do not. That's the size and scope of the problem. And Democrats know this. They just pretend not to know, because these are the same criminal networks that bring them their voters and their 500,000 children. But it's what we default to when we talk about this problem. And you can tell that they know that they've got an exposed flank there. That, you know, what is the argument for letting violent illegal immigrant criminals who could easily be deported run around your city? Because they've never had an answer to this. They knew they needed something else. But whoa, Nelly. They floated that something else in the liberal publication The Nation this week. In an article, Anna Krauthammer, who's a popular left-wing author, written for all the right left-wing publications, discloses that in the heart of Las Vegas, over 4 years ago, she was gang raped. But since Anna believes that the prison system should be abolished, something, an idea shared by Zohran Mamdani and a lot on the left, she says she did not call 911. She didn't call the hotel phone. In fact, she writes, every day I wake up and wonder if today is the day that I'll make the hotel phone ring. But she says she just can't bring herself to do it, to put these men in prison potentially for the rest of their life, because she is a committed abolitionist Thus, liberal women should tolerate rape. And she says they should tolerate rape because nothing will be changed by incarcerating the men who did it. She'd feel bad if she put them away. And besides, she just wants for the rape to never have happened. That won't change anything. She even goes through the arguments of, well, what about the other women you could protect? She says she wouldn't deign to make this decision for other women. So she's going to let him get raped? This, she argues, should be the position of all good liberal women. The reason she wrote the article is the statute of limitations is coming up. She says her friends have begged her to report the rape to 911, but she says she just can't bring herself to do it. Abolition means abolition. She doesn't give any details about her attacker, and the entire article raises my BS meter to about 9.5. I don't know that I'm convinced this woman was actually raped. What I think they're doing at The Nation is kind of dipping a toe in the water. The idea first floated by the LA Times a few years ago that, look, if you have a nice home and there's a epidemic of burglary, it's only because other people need your stuff. And it's not really fair that you have your stuff. So should you really lock your doors? And if you do get robbed, should you do anything to prevent that? Should you call 911? The left has been toying with this for a while as they strive to take away our guns. That this was ever seriously entertained is insane. But it trended all week on X. Insane thing number 6. That weird thing that always happens to Trump is happening again. He has incredible success as a policy president fixing the economy. But he's a terrible messenger. In fact, he's so knee-deep and spread so wide and so thin, he really needs a war room, desperately needs a war, but he won't relinquish the message. I think, honestly, and don't take this the wrong way, because he's a narcissist. It's one of the things I love about him. In fact, it's one of the reasons I wanted him the moment he came down the stairs. We had no one on our side to fight. I've got a narcissist in my family. And one of the things about that personality, they love a fight. It's human nature to back away from one because we didn't have things like hospitals, doctors, for most of human history. So you would try to de-escalate by nature. Yeah, narcissists don't have that gene. We needed it in the Republican Party. But the downside of the narcissist personality is that they've got to have the spotlight on them all the time. That's why I think that Trump hogs the microphone. Unfortunately, he's spread so thin and he's not super informed about a lot of things and has no real perspective on what people are getting that his numbers on the economy are getting worse. That's inexplicable, but it's just a lack of messaging. And then Team Trump, you could tell, we'll see a poll go, oh no, why are we doing bad on the economy in people's minds? And then they'll go for one day, as he did this week, and talk some stuff about the economy and then walk off as if they've done something. Democrats stay on it every day, lying and lying and lying. The result of this? Nobody knows this.
The Atlanta Fed just announced GDP growth is a blistering 5.5%. Meaning we are currently growing faster than China. Will Chinese have to teach their kids English? New numbers from the Trump-hating Fed admit we are in a Reagan-level boom, even as legacy media keeps pimping the Trump depression. Such as growth, unemployment's down to 4.4%, wages are up nearly 4% on the year. Even inflation is down below 2% as the economy grows even faster than Congress can spend it. Challenger Gray says layoffs are at the lowest since 2022, so much for the AI job demolition. Services, which make up 80% of American jobs, are actually accelerating. Then the big one, productivity growth. This is the most important number for economists because it's literally how you get rich. It's currently running higher than 90% of the time since Reagan took office. So productivity measures how much you produce for how much you put in. How much capital, how many workers it takes to make how much.
Yeah, but the Trump messaging is so horrendous. Trump figures he could put out a true social post or two and mention it in a press conference or three. And now that'd be no, people aren't getting it. They're not getting it. He has got to relinquish the message or we're going to get spanked in the midterms by a party we should rightfully be crushing right now. By the way, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, an amazing chart this week. Mind blowing. And I didn't realize this. You know, the reason things seem unaffordable right now, and we're going to catch up. Wage growth is the only way to fix this. You don't want prices to come down. That'd be stagflation. But the reason that things seem bad right now is because the 21% price hike under Joe Biden, who had 9.1% inflation. Do you realize that inflation under Trump, both terms, first to second, has never been higher than 2.7%? And yet somehow Democrats are winning on affordability. Why? Message, discipline. Anyway, that leads to this week. Things are so good that Jerome Powell over at the Fed refused to raise rates. I don't like Jerome Powell, but I like how he put it. This is from Fortune magazine. Chair Jerome Powell said in a news conference after the central bank announced its decision that the economy's outlook, quote, has clearly improved since the last meeting in December, a development that he noted should boost hiring over time. So he hates Trump. And what Powell knows is every one percentage point that rates are lowered is another million jobs. So he's not going to lower. He is going to fight this in order to max hurt Trump and help the Democrats before the midterms. But my point here, and this is the insane part, even Powell, Trump's worst economic enemy, had to admit this economy's doing really well. He says the economy's growing at a healthy pace and the unemployment rate is leveling off. These are all great moves. Now, we just have to hope people can feel it by the midterms. And I just wish Trump would put together a war room like the Democrats clearly have. If I was running it, I'd be focus grouping the message around the clock. I'd have an army like they do with 50 to 70 surrogates, hitting podcasts, hitting all the shows, on and on and on. We just don't have it. We don't have a unified message. And again, that's because Trump likes to do it all himself. He likes to just talk and talk and get the attention. But it's not working again, like last time.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Insane thing number 5. Headline in USA Today. Trump secured the border. Don't let Minneapolis overshadow that. The numbers that are coming out this week, folks, are amazing. There's so many ways to measure this. Headline: Department of Homeland Security reports massive surge in website traffic as millions of illegals make a choice. Trump raised the self-deportation award to $3,000. And as a result, since just the end of last year, Department of Homeland Security has seen a near 70% increase in traffic from 2024, an increase of 40 million page views. And which pages are we talking about? The self-deportation webpage. While ICE has done the heroic job of deporting over 600,000, the rest deported themselves. We're now at almost 2.3 million. So 600,000 of the 2.3 million deported by ICE, the rest self-deported. In Minnesota alone, since Trump took office, 10,000 are gone. In December, from December when the surge started till now, 3,500. Those are the kind of numbers that make Democrats violent, because you're beginning to chip away at their congressional seats. The international migration number, so that gets at both the illegals and those coming here on visas, which, you know, people overstay a lot in this country, down 88%. As these numbers climb higher, Democrats will get more violent. This is the most insane thing, I think, this week. You're wondering, why did I put it at number five? So you'd hear it. You didn't have to wait all the way to the beginning. These census numbers. If the 2030 census was held today, there would be a swing. Are you ready for this? Of 17 congressional seats from Democrat to Republican. 17? Why is that? Well, remember the fraud committed by the Biden Census Bureau. Remember, the Constitution says, just count the people, damn it. It's simple math, 1 + 2 + 3. What the Democrats did was come up with a formula that resulted in a shift, a steal, really, of six census seats. There was mass fraud, too, you'll remember. Over 200 people were fired for it after the last 2020 census. And then remember, we had to sue to get this formula. It took a couple of years because it was secret, they said. No one could know the formula. There's not supposed to be a formula. We finally get the formula, and all it does is erase Republican bodies and overcount Democrat ones. So what did that mean? Fraud plus the formula being thrown out plus a mass movement of more than 3 million people from blue states to red states. All of that's happened just since 2020. So what you're looking at is a true country. We should have a huge advantage in Congress. The new census figure showing something else that's shocking too. The only in migration to California net is immigrant. And you and I both know why. It's the fraud. The word's gotten out. Come to America, go to California, they'll defraud the federal government for you, and you can live for free or at a deeply discounted rate on the back of the U.S. taxpayer. But with the crackdown on the fraud, again, Democrats have a massive problem. To give you some idea of the internal shifts, staggering. Since 2020, Texas gained 2.5 million residents, and Florida gained 2 million. People in America are doing what their ancestors once did. They're running from tyranny to be free. It's just they're not coming through Ellis Island. They're hiring U-Hauls. But I'm not even at the really good news yet. Coming up in June, the Supreme Court will rule on something called Clay v. Landry. That's about these fake black districts that the Supreme Court forced everybody to draw. It was a liberal Supreme Court that did it. Now, this is not in the Constitution, this idea we draw special districts for black candidates, all of whom are Democrat. And it's not even in the Voting Rights Act. They claim it is. But it's not. The statute that the court based it on actually says the opposite. Now, if you look at abortion, this is the same kind of ruling as abortion was. Abortion is not in the Constitution. They inserted it in there. That's exactly what Clay v. Landry did. So the Supreme Court heard the case. They're expected to rule on it around June. If it goes our way, and I'm cautiously optimistic that it will, Politico, liberal publication, estimates, you know how many more seats we'll have as Republicans? Between 19 and 27. Between 19 and 20, yes. Are you doing the math? Because between the realistic non-fraudulent census and Calais v. Landry, we could be looking at 42 to 50 more seats in Congress. Folks, we're talking about a golden era of freedom, if we can get to that in America. Democrats know it. It's why you're seeing the violence in the street. Now, think about it this way. You ever see a documentary on Gandhi, on oppressed people who are ruled by force with power taken from them by overlords? That's Americans. This proves conclusively. Folks, we should have these 42 seats right now. If it weren't for the census fraud and formula and Calais v. Landry, we would have, again, 42 to 50 more seats. That is the natural state of America. Not even a center-right country, but a right country. Democrats should be a minority party. This is why, as we've covered on this podcast so many times, Obama and his thug minions had to form the Human Rights Campaign to intimidate Hollywood and other places into putting their woke culture into all of our, you know, commercials and things like that, because their culture isn't real. Everything about them and their culture is manufactured. Sure, it's, you know, it's 25, 30, 40% tops, but that's it. And it always was. But here's the problem, y'all. As we get closer to 2030, they're going to get more violent. And so while on the one hand, we're at this fork in the road, folks, in humanity, we could either end up the freest we have ever been, if all these things line up, or we could get in a situation where the Democrats steal 2028 and we have amnesty. Now you're thinking, well, if we retain Congress, they won't be able to steal. No, they'll be able to steal it. Because there's that 15% or so of Republicans who will vote for amnesty, and they know it. Folks, we almost had amnesty under Joe Biden. The reason we didn't is because Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, the two senators, refused to knock down the filibuster. They wanted to vote for amnesty. They said they would. Folks, if that had happened, Katie bar the door. Almost every state would have gone blue. We would live in a one-party Chinese-style dictatorship. It could still happen before 2030. And so we'll see our hopes for the freest Americans have ever been dashed and instead find ourselves living in a communist-style system. Folks, this is why Fox News reported over the weekend that the Communist Party of China is funding to the tune of tens of millions of dollars these street protests by Democrats. They have been since L.A. They see how close they and the Democrats are to a takeover here. Folks, this is going to be a razor's edge kind of thing. Now, when I say the freest human beings have ever been, what am I talking about? Well, we've never had the freedom 50 seats, 42 to 50 seats would give us, along with X being the number one news app on earth. I mean, we live in a system right now where some guy, Nick Shirley, whose name I didn't know a month ago, can get over 200 million hits just on his original piece and well over a billion from all the shares and knockoffs and bring fraud to the attention of the world and take out Tim Walz in a month. Human beings, individual human beings in human history have never had power like that. Yeah, the town crier was always controlled by the king, and the newspaper gatekeepers always controlled since the printing press what people thought. And it was always the powerful. We've never democratized speech like this before. And it is changing the world. This is why X, which is not even a news app, is the number one news app in 167 countries. This is why the left was so desperate they had to send the FBI in. And folks, they win again. They're real clear on their podcast. Elon Musk is going to prison. And they don't even hide it. They don't say what crime he committed. They just say it's because of his algorithm. Bottom line, folks, and this is what's insane. We are at a fork in the road of humanity. Go one way and it could plunge us, you know, with the amnesty into 100, maybe 1,000 years of darkness, because internationally, the globalists are building a world government around speech control. And it's ensnared almost every nation on earth. But this one, we've gotten a brief reprieve. We were actually in the snare before. Or we could be the freest we've ever been. And folks, you're going to have the answer to the question of which way we're going by 2032. But you got to understand something, folks. This sends me through the stratosphere like nothing else. I get texts all the time from our side. Well, you know, if they're hardworking and they don't have a criminal record, and I don't know whether they're like me, so we should just legalize them. No. I mean, we can. But the price for that, you got to understand, your children will live as slaves to these people. 58% of illegal immigrants right now are on welfare. And we know that the fraud, supports them. We know the fraud will never end. Can you imagine with federal government being used as a weapon to defraud your kids and grandkids and transfer the payments to the preferred classes, i.e. the illegals or those who were once illegals? Folks, your offspring's going to be slavery. It live in slavery or virtual slavery. We can't be nice. I wish we could. We can't, because we'll lose. The price of being nice, it's, oh, they're like me. No, they're not going to vote like you. That's why Democrats brought them here. This is why we never saw mass migration from Poland. Whatever the case, I will tell you this. Our side does not understand what's at stake. We're still la-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I love America. The left, oh, they get it. That's why they're willing to die. They're asking for martyrs because they get what's at stake. We need to wake the heck up and take what's always been ours, this country.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Insane thing number 4. One of the reasons Team Trump is truly so unfocused domestically, not on policy, they're doing great there, but on messaging, is because they're spread so thin right now, taking out America's enemies. We're seeing things I've never seen before and that I didn't even think were possible. Right now, a virtual armada still has Venezuelan oil blockaded. The president of Venezuela can claim all she wants. She had a little fit this week that she's not going to cooperate anymore, but her oil ain't going anywhere. And that's what runs this that country. Think of the Venezuelan ports as one big do-si-do. The Iranian oil was coming in. The Russian oil was coming in. The Venezuelan oil was going out, and they're switching it up what boat it's on. Ultimately, all that we did by sanctioning that oil was help China, like every other stupid policy of this country. Between 25% and a third of Chinese oil was the sanctioned oil. And because it was sanctioned, they were getting it at a 33% discount because Congress would never enforce its sanctions. It's what I call gas, great American stupid. So somebody in the Trump administration actually read those sanctions passed and re-upped by Congress and realized that Congress had given Trump the authority for that blockade. And he went, well, damn, and he did it. Which means right now, and the left-wing media sure as heck isn't going to tell you this, and our media doesn't seem to have noticed, China is in a world of hurt. See, 70% of the heavy oil that it uses came through those ports. That's the oil they use to make stuff, not the oil they use to run cars and stuff on. Now, do you see what happened in China this week? A place that earlier in this podcast, as my favorite economist, Peter St. Onge, warned, is now growing at a slower pace than the United States of America. Did you see what happened in China this week? Attempted coup. The official story is that Chairman Xi put it down. Have you ever seen a thing like this in modern history? No, because it hasn't happened. Why? Because the truth is that China has a massive debt crisis, and Trump right now has really got him on the ropes. So much so that internally, the leadership of the Communist Party looks weaker, more vulnerable than we've ever really seen it. Propping up the Communist Party and having all our stuff made in China was a deliberate decision originally made by Daddy Bush with his NAFTA program. A lot of people don't know that Daddy Bush was actually the architect of NAFTA. It was then picked up by Bill Clinton, and American businesses loved it because they could send all their stuff over there and get the jump on their American competitors. We then, thanks to their lobbyists, rewrote all of our tax laws to favor American corporations overseas, i.e. a lot of whom were manufacturing in China, and we've propped up the Chinese system. The big, beautiful bill took a blow to a lot of that. Trump is trying to finish off China, or at least its current leadership, and end the Chinese Communist Party. Actually, Trump's going for a trifecta. Shut down all of China's fingers, what was once called the axis of evil. Iran, Trump's got them on the ropes. Cuba, we're talking about a blockade. And this week, however he did it, he was able to convince Claudia Sheinbaum, head of Mexico, not to send them any more oil. They're already utterly desperate because the only reason the isle stayed afloat was Venezuela gave them over 40,000 barrels of oil a month for free in exchange for their security service, about 15,000 of them, a small personal army protecting Maduro because he didn't trust Venezuelans to do it. Well, that oil isn't going to Cuba anymore, and neither is the Mexican oil. And now Trump's talking about a blockade for Cuba, too. If he does it, Cuba won't last. At least the communist leadership won't. It's an audacious play. If he pulls it off, and folks, this is one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. If he pulls it off, you know what it's going to reveal? How easy it always would have been to take out America's enemies. That a managed decline for America was never necessary. It was a choice. I'm praying for him because it would be the most spectacular thing ever. That's why he seems so distracted. Again, some people would say he should concentrate on the economy, but the economy will resolve itself if we take care of the enemies. Why? Because if you break the back of the Chinese Communist Party, the one thing they really have going for them, which is slave labor, ends. You end that, an unnatural advantage. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I can see how great it could be. It would be amazing if he could pull it off. Insane thing number three. Bombshell documents from Tulsi Gabbard this week. The Russia collusion hoax was 100% fake. And the driving force behind it, Barack Obama, who ordered his CIA to fake every part of it. Now, you may be thinking, well, didn't we know it was a hoax? Yeah, we got there piece by piece. Finding out, no, Putin didn't really wish Trump would win. And no, he didn't interfere in any way in the election. And no, he didn't try to hack any boards of election. And no, he didn't hack the DNC server. We've had all those pieces of it. What we didn't have was the intel report she made public this week, showing that Obama himself was the architect of the Russia collusion hoax and that he ordered the CIA to put it in motion. And remember the story we've always been told about Papadopoulos, and he's running around and he runs into an Australian diplomat who's so alarmed by the Russian connections that he has to call the FBI. All fake. I'll let Jesse Waters explain.
Brand new details about how Obama's CIA targeted Trump and started the entire Russia hoax. For years, we were told that tips from an Australian diplomat tipped off the FBI after a random conversation with Papadopoulos, a no-name 20-something. But according to new reporting by Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, the whole thing was a CIA setup. Former CIA director John Brennan identified 26 Trump associates to be targeted by the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance. And then those interactions were targeted by the FBI as suspicious. And that's how the FBI launched the Russia collusion hoax. The details of this entire operation have been stored in a top secret binder in a secret room in Washington.
So basically, the CIA set out to fake target 26 members of the Trump crew to make it look like they were having weird Russian interactions, then reported those interactions to the FBI as a predicate to get the ability to spy on Trump and everyone around him. Now, remember, they would ultimately take this to the FISA court, swear under penalty of perjury that the whole thing was true and a national security threat, and they got a three-jump warrant, which meant that they could spy on Trump and anyone in his inner circle, anyone they had any contact with. So think phone calls, email, in their phone Rolodex, and anyone those people had contact with. What did that mean? The FISA court gave them the ability to basically spy on the entire Republican Party. That's what a three-jump warrant does. John Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice, he also heads the FISA court. He could have referred these people at any point within the statute of limitations because it was well known for perjuring themselves, but he never did. So I guess it's cool. By these people, I mean James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, who was the acting director of the Department of Justice, Andrew McCabe, who stepped in for James Comey, John Brennan. But hey, make up some stuff. It's cool. Just go ahead and perjure yourself to the FISA court. Spy on the entire party that is your opposition. We're cool. We're cool. We're uniparty. We're good. Now, here's the crazy part. This report, and the thing that hasn't been published is the date. This report was formerly classified congressional report. In other words, many members of Congress who had access to this, had the security clearances to see it, have known for a while that Barack Obama made the whole damn thing up and sicked the FBI on Trump. And you'll remember in recent months, we learned the stuff they terrified the left with. Oh, Russia is hacking boards of elections. Russia's, inside the election machine. All of that was contractors Hillary hired to fake an intrusion. But do you know what wasn't fake? I went and dug up this article from Time magazine, time.com. It's dated November 15th, 2019. Headline: here are all of the indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions from Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia collusion. In other words, the FBI and the CIA knew damn well this whole thing was fake. But they'd so whipped up the Democrats expecting prosecutions because of the treason and all that they needed warm bodies to indict and imprison. So they did. Here's the key players, according to Time. Russian troll farm charged with distributing Russian propaganda. This is ridiculous, folks. Russian spies charged with stealing Democrat emails. No Democrat emails were stolen by the Russians. Konstantin Kilimnik, charged with obstruction of justice. The FBI believes he's got ties to Russian intelligence, but he obstructed the investigation into Russia collusion that the FBI helped to manufacture and knew nothing was there. You got to love that. FBI charging you with obstruction because you won't cooperate in an investigation into something that isn't even real, that they know is. It's crazy. This one is the most bothersome to me. Next on the list, Trump confidant Roger Stone, convicted of lying to Congress in the Russia collusion investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Again, there was no Russian interference in the 2016 election. I just wonder, you know, if you're Obama, and I mean, he's obviously psychopathic. You're watching the news and these guys pop up. The next one on the list is National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Remember, Comey sent some people over, talked to him about Russia collusion. You see these people going down, their lives destroyed. Does your blood pressure go up the slightest bit? Here's another one. Former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates pleaded guilty to lying to investigators. Why? Because he was facing 6 years in prison. Paul Manafort, that was Trump's campaign manager, longtime business partner, top aide to Trump campaign and deputy chairman of the Presidential Inauguration Committee. Facing up to 6 years in prison, poor Gates pleaded guilty. Where does he go to get his life back? To lying to investigators and conspiring to commit offenses. Folks, remember I told you the Media Research Center at the height of this, because this went on for 2 years and really dragged on for more like four, but the height of it was about 2 years. They found that on average, 61% of newscasts in this country was consumed with Russia. And it was just all the details of these people to make it seem real. They needed bodies for the kangaroo courts. Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, the biggest lie of all, the kid they used to launch this thing. Again, total CIA setup. He pleaded guilty to lying to investigators, was sentenced to 14 days in prison. How do these people live with themselves? Alex van der Zwaan served 30 days in prison for lying to investigators. Yeah. The thing is, it was the investigators lying. Folks, stop for a minute here, okay? I tell you all the time, if we don't clean these agencies out, and I mean down to the bolts, the second we leave office, if God forbid they manage to steal 2028, because people capable of this, they just go steal the election. If we don't clean these places out, we're all going to prison. They will do it again. And you know what? We will deserve it. We will deserve to go to prison for mass stupidity. Because I'm sorry, just going, hey, the FBI is solved now. Yeah, I know, Kash Patel's the head of it. That's not good enough. So again, just to bottom line this for you, the FBI knows this is fake, but they need convictions for the headlines to make it seem real. So they frame person after person after person around Donald Trump. Now ask yourself what they'll be capable of when he leaves office, if they're left in place. Folks, the chorus this week on podcast, we're about holding Nuremberg-style trials to convict Stephen Miller and hanging him. Here, folks, just as an example, it's starting again, just like it did with Tish Jones when she was running for Attorney General of New York. This guy, Democrats running for AG in Ohio.
This is Elliot Forehand, candidate for Ohio Attorney General. I want to tell you what I mean when I say that I am going to kill Donald Trump. I mean, I'm going to obtain a conviction rendered by a jury of his peers at a standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Insane thing number two, that it's us apologizing this week after the killing of Alex Pretty. But we're stuck here, and I have mixed feelings about it. First thing I'll tell you, Kristi Noem screwed up bigly. I don't know what she was thinking when she told the media that Alex Pretty intended to massacre ICE agents. There's simply no proof of that. Why would you say that? You know they're going to demand that you prove it, and you can't. Why not wait and craft a response. Unfortunately, Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, Stephen Miller, believed her, repeated her talking points, and ended up having to apologize this week. Noem found herself yanked out of Minnesota. But folks, I blame Trump for this. I've been thinking in the back of my mind, watching all the amazing things going on with Greenland and Davos and Cuba and Iran, and we've got the Armada like headed there. And I mean, it's all great in Maduro. But look, Trump is spread so thin right now. If you're going to do that, you need to leave capable PR specialists to run a war room around Minneapolis. You do. Because if we don't get these illegals out, it doesn't matter, folks. I keep telling you, amnesty ends this country. And they're going to be in power again. And the last time they were in power, we missed it by 2 votes, creating a one-party system where almost every state turns blue. And there's never a Republican president again. That's a horror show. And folks, all they need is the presidency. I'm telling you, about 15% of the Republicans will vote for it. We cannot afford to make mistakes. It's kind of an insane double standard, given that the Democrats all week long called for murder, essentially. I mean, we literally had the Attorney General of Arizona say that it's okay to shoot ICE agents because of stand your ground laws. Virtually every major law enforcement group in the state, from the Fraternal Order of Police to the Sheriff's Association, wrote her a blistering letter saying, no, the stand your ground law in Arizona does not allow you to kill federal agents. But what she's telegraphing is, hey, you know, you kill a federal agent, I'm the top cop, I'm the top prosecutor, I'm not going to prosecute you. They feel completely comfortable saying this. Tim Walz feels completely comfortable calling for civil war and likening the plot of illegal immigrants to Anne Frank, which he did this week. But for us, like it or not, there are double standards. We can't screw up. And Kristi Noem did. Again, I blame it on Trump. The idea Trump can just message this with a few posts to Truth Social and we'll just leave poor Greg Bovino out there, who, yeah, he's a Border Patrol sector chief. He's not a PR specialist. Folks, the Democrats are focus grouping their message. They're pulling around the clock. They have got a surrogate army out there to repeat with discipline their focus grouped and pulled message on illegal immigration. And they constantly fan out on podcasts and news shows and Twitter. We don't have anything like that. We don't have any messaging. And we got our ass handed to us this week. Had it been just one fight, well, you dust off and say we're doing a lot. But this is the only fight that matters. We can lose. We can win everything else. But if we lose this one, the Republic's done. A light goes out in the world. And it maybe doesn't come back on for 100 to 1,000 years. We'll have a Chinese-style system in this country. We have to get the illegals out. And I know what happened here. Trump likes to do all the messaging himself. But folks, he spread too thin. And here's the other problem. Trump was also thinking, my best poll numbers are on immigration. Not anymore. Because we just checked out and didn't check back in. They won this round. And folks, what's really disappointing is, given the fact that in that second video, you can see Alex Pretty was a monster, an absolute communist lunatic monster. We could have won this one. We could be winning this one. We could be using it to point out to the American people, look how terrifying the left is. You really want these people running you, ruling you. But we lost that opportunity this week and we had to pull Bovino and Kristi Noem out. It's kind of unfair to them because, again, professionals should be running the messaging here. But this was a setback. It really was. Even worse, you have Republicans in the Senate like Lindsey Graham and absolute morons. I had no idea that James Comer was this stupid. I gave him way too much credit for intelligence. He's the head of the Oversight Committee, a powerful Republican in the House. I can't believe he said this about pulling out of Minnesota.
And if I were President Trump, I would almost think about, okay, if the mayor and the governor are going to put our ICE officials in harm's way, and there's a chance of losing more, innocent lives or whatever, then maybe go to another city and let the people of Minneapolis decide, do we want to continue to have all of these illegals? Are we going to allow our governor, attorney general, and mayor to get away with this? And I think the people of Minnesota would rebel against their leadership because...
That was an IQ test. Representative Comer failed. Here's a person who passed that same IQ test, Joe Rogan.
There's a lot of people that don't understand what's going on. and why riots only in Minneapolis? And why riots in the place where there's an ungodly amount of fraud that has been discovered?
Coincidentally, right around the same time.
Exactly. Like, instantaneously afterwards, the narrative completely changes. Everybody forgets about the fraud. Now all anybody cares about is ICE and fascists and Nazis.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I hear this from some on our side, too. Well, you know, if these Democrat states, if they don't want federal agents there, well, I mean, I respect states' rights. We'll just pull out. Notice, Comer's not offering to pull your tax money out of Minnesota. No, no. Just the ICE agents. And folks, we had Oz, Dr. Oz, put up yet another video where he is trying to investigate massive fraud, which, by the way, now includes half of Medicaid dollars sent to Minnesota, half, and totals at least $19 billion. And these liberal street thugs are intimidating him and the other investigator as they're going around. Mehmet Oz is, of course, the head of the Medicare and Medicaid center, surrounding him, spitting at him. By the way, that sounds a lot like Alex Pretty, doesn't it? Screaming and following him throughout. Why? He wants to know where the tax dollars went. He keeps going to sites of Somali fraud and, you know, health company fraud. Will you pull out of these places? Katie, bar the door. They're going to rob us blind. You cannot pull the federal agents out without pulling the tax dollars out, too. By the way, Dr. Oz this week was talking about, because Joe Biden wanted the illegal immigrant fraud, you know, wanted no checks and, you know, wanted Democrat operatives to be able to get paid fraudulently. Unfortunately, there are now gangs, Russian gangs, Armenian gangs, who are also doing these same fraud operations. So, I mean, we're talking about surrendering your tax dollars to gangs, probably cartel activity. Foreign gangs will begin to take this place over. You cannot pull out. The only option would be, if you want to go full states' rights, then these states have to secede from the union. No more federal tax dollars. Otherwise, we're going to be on your streets. It's got to be that way. A lot of people don't understand that. It was maddening this week. Also leaked in the Wall Street Journal that Trump had to pull Noem and Bovino out after he was pressured by Lindsey Graham. I don't think Graham wanted that in the Wall Street Journal, but it leaked. And other senators, too. So, no, that's exactly what not to do. Or they're going to be telling us what to do with ICE, not the other way around. And they're going to rob me, you, your children, and your grandchildren blind to pay for these illegals. Insane thing number one comes to us from the UK Telegraph. Here's the headline. Spain gives 500,000 migrants legal status to, quote, defeat the far right, unquote. Why? Well, because this is an international movement to end the right and put forever the world under an absolute totalitarian dictatorship. They write, Spain has started to legalize 500,000 undocumented migrants and give them the immediate right to work in a move to fight against the advance of the far right. This, of course, is being done by the Socialist Party of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. They write, Madrid officially began the process on Tuesday after last-minute deal. So, folks, here's what's going on. They're just admitting this because they're in the end game. The Democrats will, too, even though they told us we couldn't say replacement voters. That was racist. Now, that's just to get them there. When they're right on the cusp of knowing they got this with amnesty and that America's done, it's going to be a one-party system, it's going to be almost all blue, they'll admit this here, too. Listen to what the government of Prime Minister Podemos said, according to The Telegraph. The government cast the move as a political challenge to the right-wing Vox Party, which has been rising steadily in the polls. Folks, this project of the international left's is massive, and we're still discovering ways that they're trying to replace us as voters. This one is terrifying. Starting in 2030, a virtual army of more than 1 million Chinese citizens of the United States will be able to vote. Until this week, in Peter Schweitzer's new book, The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon, no one even knew they were out there. Quiet change made during the administration of Barack Obama allowed a 45-day visa-free visit to Saipan. became part of the covenant of the Northern Mariana Islands, well, it became a destination for Chinese birth tourism. And everybody knew this. It's that part's not a secret. It's just the numbers we didn't realize. Everybody figured it was maybe 30, 40,000. No. No, it's been up to 100,000 a year. And what's happening is family members of the Chinese Communist Party are being sponsored by the government to go there and give birth. This has been happening since the Obama administration. Well, all these kids are going to turn 18 in 2030. They'll be able to vote. They weren't raised here. And this was thought to be a privilege to be able to have your child here. And this is why the government paid for it. Well, what does this mean? Well, they'll be able to skedaddle over here and vote. But here's the thing. They weren't raised here. They were raised with the full anti-American, pro-communist brainwashing of the Chinese Communist Party. Their parents are loyalists. They heard it in school. They heard it at home. They know to hate America, to hate freedom. With up to 100,000 Chinese babies now being born in the U.S. every year in this policy down in these islands, he writes, birth tourism may result in millions of new elite Chinese Americans. In fact, he said it may be as many as 1.5 million. Now, here's the terrifying part. When they turn 21, because our chain migration system is absolute poison in this country. When they turn 21, they'll all be eligible to bring both their parents here. Let that sink in. And at that point, since you're a citizen, basically what that means is filing the green card application. If you don't have a criminal record, you pretty much always get the green card. This will take a change in the law from Congress to stop this. You pretty much always get the green card. Once you get the green card, short of you committing a crime on our soil, you're going to be a citizen. Anybody doing the math there? Yeah, that's, let's go conservative. A million new Chinese Communist Party voters, plus another 2 million Chinese Communist Party voters for a total of 3 million Chinese Communist Party voters. And folks, it could go as high as 4.5 million. Folks, Congress needs to stop this right now. Again, folks, this is part of the well-thought-out allyship between China and the Democrat Party. They are truly allies. Never forget one of the horrifying things Pete Hegseth found when he started as the head of the Department of War, that all of our military secrets, the DOD databases, which were being maintained by Microsoft, Obama had secretly signed off on just going ahead and transferring the stewardship of those to China. Literally all of our secrets sitting there on servers in China. We are so stupid. Actually, we're not stupid. Democrats are lethal to this country. And that's why, folks, you're seeing, you know, when Democrats need China's help for street protests, they make sure millions of dollars come through via the Chinese billionaire Neville Singh, who is, as Fox News reported this week, sponsoring so many of these socialist and communist groups that are attacking ICE in the streets. And they have been sponsoring them since the LA riots. So, folks, we have absolutely definitively got to break this bond between the Democrats and the Chinese. This is kinetic warfare. And to beat it, we've got to understand it. We've got to look at it through open eyes. Democrats, China, same thing. You can't tell where one ends, the other begins. They're a mortal enemy of this country and freedom in the world.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.